From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Leaders of eight major industrial nations wrap up their summit in Italy today. Before they do, they're expected to unveil a new effort to boost food supplies to the hungry, especially in Africa. The BBC's Andrew Walker reports.
The discussions coming up in a few hours' time reflect a change in approach to tackling world hunger. The idea is to put more emphasis on helping people feed themselves. That's to be achieved with more investment in agriculture in the developing countries, and the G8 are expected to pledge significant resources. The World Bank President Robert Zoellick was keen to emphasize that food aid would still be necessary. Political breakdowns and weather problems will disrupt supplies, he said. But he's keen to see more effort being made to develop the farming sector.
The BBC's Andrew Walker. After the summit ends, President Obama is to travel to Vatican City to meet with the Pope and then head to Ghana on his first trip as president to sub-Saharan Africa. Computer hackers attacked major websites in South Korea for a third time this week. An initial government investigation shows the attacks were tracked to 16 different countries. Dwali Saikautau reports.
At a closed-door briefing, South Korea's spy agency, the National Intelligence Service, told lawmakers that the cyber attacks were traced to at least 86 internet addresses. Some of those addresses came from within South Korea, in nearby Japan and China, as well as the United States. North Korea was not named, but lawmakers who attended the briefing told reporters that the spy agency suspected Pyongyang could be behind the attacks, but no specific evidence was given. The latest cyber attacks shut down government and private websites, but an official said most websites were back up and running. A leading web security firm in Seoul says the computer virus could enter a new phase today, attacking personal computers and erasing hard disks. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
Illinois Senator Roland Burris is expected to announce today that he will not run for a full term in 2010. NPR's David Shaper reports from Chicago.
Roland Burris has scheduled what his Senate office is calling a major announcement in a speech to Illinois youth in Chicago. Democratic Party sources tell NPR that Burris will announce he will not run for a full Senate term next year. Burris was appointed to fill the Senate seat vacated by President Barack Obama in late December by then-Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, 3 weeks after Blagojevich was arrested on federal corruption charges that included allegedly trying to sell the Senate appointment for personal gain. Burris has come under heavy criticism for frequently changing his story about his contacts with people within Blagojevich's inner circle regarding the Senate vacancy. Several Democratic leaders called on him to resign as he was investigated for possibly committing perjury. He was ultimately cleared, but sources say the cloud of controversy hanging over him made it virtually impossible for Burris to raise any money for a Senate campaign. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
This is NPR News. A manager of a cemetery in suburban Chicago and three gravediggers face criminal charges after allegedly stacking bodies in graves and dumping others in a scheme to resell burial plots. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
There's been a steady stream of worried family members pouring through the gates of Burr Oak Cemetery in Alsip, Illinois, all hoping that the remains of their loved ones were not among the pile of bones that littered a remote area of the property. Steve Patterson, a spokesman for the Cook County Sheriff's Office, says the four people accused of unearthing bodies and reselling burial plots allegedly targeted older and unmarked graves.
There was a headstone we found that was broken that appeared to come from a grave that had been disinterred. It was a baby that died in 1946.
Authorities say it will take months before they finish their investigation. Efforts to recover the unearthed remains will begin next week. The suspects all have been charged with one count of dismembering a human body. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Alsip, Illinois.
General Motors is expected to emerge from bankruptcy protection today. The troubled automaker has sold most of its assets to a new GM that is 61% owned by the U.S. government. The reorganization allows the company to get rid of huge debt and burdensome contracts. It spent just 40 days in bankruptcy, 2 days fewer than rival carmaker Chrysler. GM officials are to hold a news conference this morning to announce it's cutting another 4,000 white-collar jobs, including 450 top executives. There was a modest rally on Wall Street yesterday. The S&P rose 3 points to close at 883. The Nasdaq closed at 1752, up 5 points, and the Dow added 4 points. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.